Welcome to our special holiday gift guide episode of TTJ Talk, produced by the Tech Juggernaut at ttjtech.net. Yes, that's right, my friends. It is the Christmas season, and here at TTJ, we are already getting into the Christmas spirit. Now, we've just come from a fantastic Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We spent the weekend with family and had all the wonderful foods that you might expect, the turkey, the stuffing, the cranberry, all the trimmings, everything that you associate with the typical Thanksgiving feast. And not only that, but we enjoyed great times with family and just giving God praise for every blessing. We have so much to be thankful for every day of our lives. And so Thanksgiving is such a wonderful time. And then we had a really awesome Christmas event in our community, which featured a Christmas parade, a tree lighting. We had lots of food and soups and hot chocolate. There was entertainment. There was an ugly sweater contest. And we, what else did we have? We had we had Santa Claus. I mentioned the tree lighting. We had fireworks. And we had a live nativity, which was a really awesome and fantastic opportunity to focus on the real reason for the season, the birth of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. So lots of wonderful things associated with the Christmas holiday and the entire season. We're going to be decorating. We've got the eggnog. We've got the Christmas music, some Christmas movies, you know, all these wonderful things. But you know what else we do in addition to all of these wonderful things this time of year? We think about shopping here at TTJ. And in particular, we think about tech shopping. Why? Because that's what we do. And so it's only fitting that we would want to spend a little bit of time talking about Black Friday and Cyber Monday, when you can get deals on just about anything. But you know, those deals continue all the way through the Christmas shopping season. How many more days of shopping days are there even till Christmas? What, 20, 23, 24, something like that? So we don't want to forget to share or neglect to share this holiday gift guide with you. This is our TTJ 2019 holiday gift guide. We got lots and lots of stuff, so hang on tight, folks, because we're going to move quickly. We'll put it in the blog as well. So many items made it this year into our top picks, our faves. You know, these are kind of like my personal favorite items. So, you know, select things will get in here, the configurations that I prefer and all that. And when we can, we'll try to get into why I've picked what I picked. But we don't want to take too much of your time. Before we get into that, I want to remind you that TTJ still has some outstanding savings opportunities going on. If you want to purchase our premium support and training packages, you can get a $400 package for just $270 right now. That's going to give you a year of premium support on all the gadgets you might get when you're shopping for Christmas or others are shopping for you. And that includes Wi-Fi networking. It includes smart home and appliance type devices. And of course, your Apple products, printers, other accessories, and, you know, services, and a whole lot more. And it includes upgrade notifications. We're going to give you support on your existing Apple products, even if you did not purchase them from TTJ. And then we're going to, in addition to that, give you 30 hours of training. And that's not good for just the year. That's good for whenever. It never, ever, ever expires. That's a really, really fantastic offer. So check it out. Get in touch with us, because we want to get you in one of our awesome support and training packages right now. Now, let's get into the real heart of this here, which is the stuff, the toys on the gadgets, if you will, on the holiday gift guide. And when I can, I'll give you some pricing information. I want to remind you that I already told you, if you listen to the previous episode of TTJ Talk, I already shared with you what the first item is going to be. And true to my word, item number one on the TTJ 2019 holiday gift guide indeed is the Apple iPad Pro 11-inch. Now, again, I've mentioned to you that I'm sharing my personal picks. That means that, you know, the configurations I share with you might be different from what suits you. The particular configuration that I have, which I just recently got, and if you listen to my previous couple of episodes, you know this already, but it is the 256-gigabyte iPad Pro 11-inch in space gray, and I got the Wi-Fi Plus cellular. And I wanted to make a specific point of emphasizing that, because when I went back and realized what I said on my previous podcast, if you didn't know better, you might have thought that it was either Wi-Fi or cellular, because I said I didn't get the Wi-Fi only model, I got the cellular model. Well, that's just vernacular for me. Cellular model means Wi-Fi plus cellular. So every model has Wi-Fi. That cellular model is going to give you the added benefits of being able to be on the road and connect over cellular. Of course, you can use your hotspot if you want to do it that way, too. But nevertheless, I got the 11-inch, 256-gig storage and Wi-Fi plus cellular. We've shared with you all about this fantastic iPad, and you can go back to the previous episode and listen. Just remember, wonderful, gorgeous Retina display with liquid Retina LED with ProMotion, True Tone, just all the latest and greatest features that Apple has. It's the best display they've ever put into a tablet, and the most edge-to-edge you're going to get with an LED. This has the four-speaker audio, so really, really superior sound when you're listening to your music, your movies, or anything else. Or even voiceover for those of us who use it. Fantastic camera, 12 megapixel with focus pixels out the back with I was trying to think of the word, and all I kept thinking of was the True Tone flash that the front camera has, but there is flash in the rear. There's 4K video, all of these things you can take with this camera. You know, it supports all the latest features. And then the front camera, the 7 megapixel with the true depth camera system, so you got Animoji, you got Face ID, you have just a fantastic iPad all the way around. The A12X Bionic, we've talked about all of this, the USB-C port, it's just the best iPad I've ever owned. I love it, and I'm recommending to you the model that I specified. Again, one more time, that's the iPad Pro 11-inch, 256 gigabytes of storage, Wi-Fi plus cellular. But what I want to remind you of is that you can get 64 gigabytes of storage if you only want that, and you can go up as high as a terabyte. That's 1 terabyte of storage if you feel you really need it. Now, I also use iCloud storage, and I've got 2 terabytes of that, so I don't opt for the highest ones, but they are available to you. And again, you can get Wi-Fi only, and you can get Wi-Fi plus cellular. I got the space gray color. You can also get it in silver. This thing normally starts at $799. But right now, at this very second, if you act fast, you got to move quickly, folks, you can get this thing on a huge discount if you know where to look. And I'm going to tell you where to look right now. Best Buy. Best Buy. Use the Best Buy mobile app for iOS. Go to BestBuy.com or stop into your local Best Buy store, because they have got these things on $150 off. Deep, deep discounts, my friends. That's $649 instead of $799. I think I'm hearing some of the models even have up to $200 off, but at the very least, $150 off. That's the best deal I've seen on iPad Pros yet this year. It is great, and I highly recommend you take advantage of it. Now, if you get an iPad Pro, you might want some accessories to go with it. The first one I'm going to talk about is the Apple Pencil second generation. This is a fantastic device for drawing, for sketching, for writing by hand, for taking notes. If you have no vision whatsoever, this might, you might feel, not be the most appropriate for you, unless you do have sighted family and kids and stuff, as I do. But if it's not for you, that's okay. We're going to get to more items in just a second, so please bear with us. But this Apple Pencil is it's designed exclusively for the iPad Pro, and it features the palm rejection, pressure sensitivity. It It just works great, and it charges by simply magnetically snapping to the side of your iPad. Now, this is also on sale at Best Buy for $119.99. It was normally $129. So get it fast. It's a small discount, I know, but it's still a discount. Now, if you need someplace to store that Apple Pencil and, of course, someplace to put that iPad, we're going to recommend the Logitech Slim Folio Pro for 11-inch iPad. Now, by the way, I do want to remind you that there is a 12.9-inch iPad Pro as well, if you really need that much of a display, and you can use the same Apple Pencil second generation, and then you could get the Slim Folio Pro for 12.9-inch iPad Pro. We're focusing on the 11 here. That's the one that made the cut in the top picks for my holiday gift guide. But they are both awesome devices, as is everything that Apple makes. So you can't go wrong. It's just a personal preference thing. But yeah, the Logitech Slim Folio Pro. Now, this is a case that provides rugged front and back protection, but with a soft material covering it. It has a full-size backlit keyboard with a row of iOS shortcuts. You can do all your typing. It's got three different modes, so you can, you know, use it in a mode where you might read or watch a movie, and you know, you can stand it up. You can, you know, all sorts of things. The typing mode. It's a Bluetooth keyboard, but it only turns on when you put the iPad in typing mode. The rest of the time, it's not draining that battery. Very, very easy to charge it, and it has all the cameras and speakers and microphones and ports fully exposed, including the one for the Apple Pencil second generation on the side of it, which means you can charge it while it's in the the keyboard case. You never have to remove it. And the Logitech Slim Folio Pro also has another way of stowing the Apple Pencil when you don't need to charge it. So it really works great. The device charges with the same USB-C cable that comes with your iPad, or you actually could charge it using the iPad itself, thanks to USB-C. Now, what are some other accessories that I might recommend for this iPad? Well, the next one I want to recommend is Apple's USB-C multimedia adapter. It's called the Digital AV Multiport Adapter. It's the USB-C Digital AV Multiport Adapter. Make sure you get USB-C, not Lightning, because these iPad Pros, both the 11 and the 12.9-inch now, have USB-C. So again, this is the Apple USB-C Digital AV Multiport Adapter. Lots of little acronyms there. What this does is it plugs into the USB-C port at the bottom of your iPad and gives you three ports then. An HDMI port, a standard USB port, I mean, you know, USB 3, and another USB-C port so that you can still charge the thing while it's connected if you need to. So, you know, you want to connect projectors, you want to connect flash drives, anything you might need USB-C in, and then these other ports out. You got, you want to connect a USB microphone or anything like that. This is a great, you can get this from Apple directly. I believe it's $69 I've seen it for. Now, if you need even more connectivity, and I recommend both, the next one I want to recommend to you is the HyperDrive 6-in-1 USB-C hub for iPad Pro. Make sure you get the 6-in-1 because that is the one that is actually designed for the iPad and not for some other device. What this is, I did see this on sale, but it was not really part of the Black Friday deals, and it does appear that it's back to full price now of $89.99, still worth every penny, in my opinion. Again, plugs into the bottom of the iPad with USB-C. Here's what you get. You get a 4K HDMI port. You get a standard USB port. You get an audio jack that is a 3.5mm audio, basically headset jack, or you know, anything that uses audio, you can connect to that. Because there is no headphone jack in the iPad, so you know, I always use AirPods, but sometimes you need to connect to something over the wire, and so that's a way to do it. You're going to get an SD card slot and a micro SD card reader, both of them. And, of course, finally, the other USB-C port, again, for charging. Now, the next, and that, again, is the HyperDrive 6-in-1 USB-C hub for iPad Pro. Now, the next one I want to talk about with you is the Anker Power Port. This is a two-port power adapter. It is designed for people who have the iPad Pro as well as, for example, an iPhone. So what you're going to get is you're going to get a charging power adapter with both a USB-C port and a standard USB port in it. You're going to plug your iPad USB-C charging port in the one slot, in the one port, charging cable into the one port. That's what I'm trying to say. And you're going to plug your USB to Lightning cable into the other port. And they're even going to give you the USB-C cable. So you got an extra USB-C cable to go with it, and it is a rugged one. It's nice and long. And so you already have that, and just, you know, use one of your Lightning cables that you might have lying around, and this is going to allow you the very quick and convenient way to charge this, to charge two devices at the same time, especially useful when you are on the road. I have kind of made it my traveling device, and when I'm out doing, you know, work on the job site or traveling anywhere, that's what I use. At home, I do use one of each in the wall, because the really awesome USB-C charger for the iPad Pro, praise God, does not take up so much space that it's hard to get both in. So it's not hard at all. You can easily get a USB-C charger and your standard USB to Lightning charger in the wall at home. But when I'm on the road, I don't need to take two with me. So I just can, you know, take this one power port. So again, that's the Anker power port, two-port charger. You can find this at Apple. You must get this from Apple. This is an Apple exclusive. Go to apple.com, download the Apple Store app for your iOS device and get it there, or give them a call at 1-800-MY-APPLE. All right, moving right along. I think we have, for now, unless I have forgotten anything, let me pull up my notes, because as I said, we've got a ton of products to discuss with you today. While we're talking about Apple devices, I highly recommend all the Apple services, right? So I recommend iCloud Storage, I recommend Apple News Plus, Apple Arcade, Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, all of them. They're all fantastic, and I highly recommend you give them a try. And for a very limited time, you're going to find Apple News Plus 3 months free. And then, of course, you can get 3 months free of Apple Music. You can get 7 days of Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade. It's just really awesome services. I highly encourage you to give them a try. And if you get your iPad or any of our other Apple recommendations, they're going to give you a year free of Apple TV Plus on the house. So you get a complimentary year of Apple TV Plus when you purchase a new iPad, iPhone, Apple TV, or iPod Touch. What an awesome deal. All right. Now, I've discussed those things. What I want to talk about now is, what if, you know, this, what we've discussed here is a really, really awesome iPad. It is the best iPad, I believe, that there's ever been. And it's a high-end machine, okay? What if I need to buy a bunch of them for my school district, or I, you know, my kids want an iPad and I don't want to spend quite that amount of money? They're not going to necessarily need that really, really high-end, you know. Well, let me tell you about another iPad that is no slouch at all and really will be enough for most people. The display is still excellent, not quite what it is on the Pro. The audio quality is still fantastic, not quite what it is on the Pro. The speed and power are almost what they are on the Pro. And, you know, Touch ID instead of Face ID, no flash on the cameras, but, or the rear camera. But, you know, it's still a fantastic device, and it's what I ran my business from for the better part of 2 years. And that is, well, I'm going to actually give you the new version. I had the 6th generation. I'm going to tell you to get the 7th generation iPad if you want to save a little money and get something less pricey. Now, this thing starts at $329 normally. Right now, Best Buy has it for $249, my friends. I mean, you can't beat that. Go buy it, like literally this second. Pause the podcast and order one, because you don't want to miss this deal. Now, that is a 32-gigabyte configuration with Wi-Fi only. You have silver, gold, or space gray. I recommend going up to $128. It's going to add about $100 to the price tag. give or take a little bit with these deals going on right now. And of course, you can get the Wi-Fi Plus cellular model again, as well as Wi-Fi only. So 32 and 128 gigs are the only storage options you can choose from with this seventh generation iPad. But that is the other one we're going to put on the list. Do I like the iPad Air 3? Do I like the iPad Mini 5? You better believe it. I like everything Apple makes. I always said if Apple made a toothpaste, I'd buy it because I know it would be good. But I have, you know, picked the ones that I feel give the best combination of things. And you know, so these are the two that have made the list, the iPad Pro and my preference being the 11-inch. But, you know, there's also 12.9. And again, the seventh generation iPad. Just search it as iPad and you'll find it. Now, you need some accessories to go with this one, too. So for this, Apple makes a smart keyboard. Now, they make one for the Pro also, but that's not the one I chose. But I will choose it for the seventh generation iPad. The smart keyboard for the 10.2-inch iPad, or for the seventh generation iPad. It's the same one that you would use with the iPad Air 3, and it is Apple's smart keyboard. Works great, uses a smart connector, and provides both a cover as well as a keyboard. Logitech does also make a Slim Folio. It's not a Slim Folio Pro, it's a Slim Folio. It does provide rugged front and back protection. I am not quite a fan of the... Well, you know, come to think of it, I think they make one for the seventh generation. I'm not even 100% sure now. I know they did for the sixth, but the material's not what it is on the Pro Slim Folio, I can tell you that. But, as I said, several options there. You could also go with an Apple Smart Cover and then a Magic Keyboard if you just want to use a separate keyboard if you need one. What about a drawing device? Well, there is a first generation Apple Pencil available for this iPad. It's not actually the one I'm going to recommend, though, because if you're buying this iPad 10.2-inch or 7th generation iPad, you are probably trying to save a little money. Perhaps you're buying it for kids or for an educational institution. And for that, I can save you some money with the Logitech Crayon. Now, this thing's normally $69. It may even be on sale. It's going to offer some unique benefits that the first generation Apple Pencil didn't. Not an issue with the second generation Apple Pencil because they've really redesigned that for the iPad Pro. But for the first generation, the way you charged it and stuff, it was just nice with the Logitech Crayon was the preference there. It has a non-removable cap. It's attached. The tip requires a tool that, you know, for the actual pencil tip. And it's not round, it's more square, so it's not going to roll. It's metal, so it's going to be rugged. You can, you know, stick it in your bag or your pocket, whatever you want to do. And it charges with your lightning cable. It's got an on-off button and auto shut-off. And it really does have just about everything. It uses the same technology as the Apple Pencil, so you're still going to get that great palm rejection, the whole experience, except for the pressure sensitivity. So if you do need pressure sensitivity, then you got to get the first-gen Apple Pencil. Now, you can change pressure sensitivity in most, you can change the effect in most apps as if you were writing with a lighter touch and stuff like that, but you can't just, you know, the crayon doesn't the crayon doesn't pick that up. But I still recommend the Logitech Crayon. Now, what else are you going to need if you want to have the same types of things that we discussed with the iPad Pro, like other adapters? Well, you're going to need the Lightning Digital AV adapter. That's your HDMI port. You're going to need a Lightning to SD card reader, and you're going to need a Lightning to USB 3 adapter, all available from Apple. These, so you're going to have to get a couple, you know, extra accessories to get the same things, but it can be done. You don't need a separate audio jack on a hub because this one has a headphone jack on it, this iPad. And I don't see micro SD in that list, but other than that, you're pretty well set. Now, one other accessory to consider, no matter what iPad you get, is the Apple AirPods. I'm using these things right now as we speak. They're awesome. It's the second generation AirPods with the standard charging case. I don't have the wireless charging case. So it's $159 normally, and I believe Best Buy, you can get them for $139, or maybe it's $139.99. So act fast. Get them. Get moving, because it's a really good deal, and it's not going to last much longer. But the second generation AirPods. If you want the wireless charging case, that's certainly an option. You also can go to the AirPods Pro. That's a whole different level. That's noise canceling, removable adjustable tips, and all these other things. But I like just the AirPods second gen, $159 normally, and worth every penny in my opinion. All right. Next thing we're going to talk about, next up on the list, are some other Apple products I highly recommend. Let's go to the iPhone. Now, my top two picks here, the iPhone XR and the iPhone 11. Interesting that I would put the XR on the list, isn't it? Let me tell you why I've put the XR on the list. I'm using a XR, and this XR is the very first time since I ever started with iPhones back in 2009. First time that I did not upgrade when I could. Why didn't I upgrade? Was I just so disappointed in the iPhone 11 and 11 Pro? No, not at all. That's not at all what it is. I like the iPhone 11. The 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max are just outstanding devices. Videographers, photographers are going to love some of the great camera features. You got, an even faster processor. But look, the iPhone XR is just an amazing device. In my opinion, the perfect bang for your buck, perfect combination of features and affordability. You still get stereo speakers, wireless charging, water resistance, dust resistance, A12 Bionic processor, liquid retina 6.1-inch display. You still get a fantastic camera on the front and the back, Face ID, and emoji, True Depth. What does this thing not do, right? I mean, and in many colors. So there's a product red, which if you get the red one, Apple will donate a portion of your purchase price to the World AIDS Fund. They've got it in like a pink, a coral. They've got a yellow, a blue. I think there's a couple other colors too. And this is going to start at $599. For a 64-gigabyte model, and you can go up to 128, 256, I think maybe even 512. Don't hold me to that. Now, there are savings available as well. And the best savings seem to occur if you are willing to activate with a carrier and perhaps finance it. Okay? So if you go into a store and you say, I want to sign up for our choices, Sprint. We hear really good things about T-Mobile as well, and chances are they're going to be one pretty soon, unless one of the plaintiff states comes up with some really compelling argument that convinces a judge that they shouldn't merge. But otherwise, that's the plan. So anyway, Sprint, T-Mobile, of course there's others. And you say, look, I want to activate right now on this, and I'll finance it. There are huge deals. You can get hundreds of dollars off of these things. Both, and the 11 is the same thing. iPhone 11 is going to have better cameras, though the XR cameras are fantastic, but even better and a faster processor. And then there's, of course, 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max. So check it out. See what you like. I have the 128-gig iPhone XR in red. But, the thing is, if you'll finance it, and you'll activate it with a carrier, you're going to get big savings. And if you have another iPhone to trade in or something, you'll get even more savings. So really, really good. Now, I have the Griffin Survivor wallet. It's a folio for the iPhone XR. It is clear on the back, which I wanted so that you could see the red of the iPhone color. And it is a folio so that the top is a leather and I can store my Apple card and my ID and things like that in there if I choose to. And that's my preference. They also have Apple has a clear case for the iPhone XR. Some of the models they do have folios for that are Apple branded as well. Some of them they have silicone, some leather. And you can buy a little, if you really want to do this, you can get like one of the clear cases and then buy like a card wallet that sticks to the outside. Of course, there's more rugged cases from, you know, OtterBox and LifeProof and these types of things. And so we're not going to, you know, get too deeply into cases because it's such a personal thing. It's such a, you know, an individual thing. Now I have I have a Mophie wireless charging pad for my iPhone, and I guess those are about the only accessories that I'll mention to you at this point. We've talked about the AirPods already. The next Apple product I'm going to talk to you about is the Apple TV 4K. If you don't care about 4K, you can get the Apple TV HD. Apple TV 4K is available in 32 and 64 gigabyte configurations currently. And if you listen to any of our recent episodes, you already know how highly I speak of the Apple TV, how I feel about it. I love it. It is an absolutely awesome device. We are cord cutters. We use the Apple TV every single day, and we love it. So I highly recommend it. It integrates beautifully with iCloud and all the other Apple services. You got, you know, iTunes, Apple Music, Apple Arcade, and your iCloud photos and everything. Now, you know, I purchase and rent a lot of movies and shows from iTunes, but what other services do I have for my Apple TV? If you're looking for services, here's what we have. We've told you before, we have Philo, Philo. That's just $20 a month for 58 channels. Great channels like Food Network, HGTV, Cooking Channel, DIY, Animal Planet, Discovery, and some of the other discoveries. Science Channel, Destination America, Investigation Discovery, A&E, Lifetime, LMN, and History Channel, Nickelodeon, TV Land, Nick Jr., Teen Nick, MTV, and some of the other MTVs. Comedy Central, BET, BET Her, CMT. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, Hallmark Dramas. So you get the idea. 58 channels like this, of fantastic content, unlimited DVR, up to 3 simultaneous streams, great TV everywhere support. I highly recommend it. In addition to that, we have the Hulu base plan, the limited commercials plan. We also have Disney Plus, which is a great service. We love it. We recommend it very, very highly. We have Apple TV Plus, again, a great service. We definitely recommend that. And again, if you purchase some of these things, you're going to get that for free for a year anyway. And what else do we have? We have some Apple TV channels. You know, what we have, CBS All Access, HBO, Stars, Taste Made, Smithsonian, PBS Living, of course, Apple TV Plus I mentioned to you, and History Vault. Yeah, there are lots of others, Showtime, Cinemax, BET, there's a bunch of them. So check them out. Check them out. But you know, you can do all this right inside the Apple TV app, which we are very, very big fans of. All right, we got to move on. We got a lot of stuff to cover yet, my friends. So next up, the Apple Watch. Now, Series 5 is the latest model. If you can find a Series 4 for a discounted price from Best Buy, Target, Kohl's, somewhere like that, I recommend going ahead with Series 4 because there are not that many differences. The Series 5 has the always-on display, if that's important to you, has a compass, and has emergency dialing even in international countries. So maybe you do want the Series 5. Maybe you can do with a Series 4. It's still going to have ECG, fall detection, waterproof, all the latest and greatest features, the larger display. So Series 4 or Series 5, in whatever size and band you want and need and case materials, you know, you got to really choose this for yourself. So again, it's not about what I have here in this instance, because it's a very personal thing. You can, you know, pick an Apple Watch that and customize it with Apple Watch Studio to really, really fit your taste, how you want to look and express your creativity, you know, your fashion preferences, I guess, are the word. So that's available. Now, you can also get from Apple the Apple Watch Series 3 still. So that's even an option that's available. I don't recommend that for voiceover users, though. If you're a voiceover user, at least get the Series 4. Okay. Next up, another Apple device I'm going to recommend is the HomePod. Now, my friends, we're about to do pretty soon a smart speaker review. Long promised and probably much anticipated, but we're going to get to it. And you're going to see very, very quickly that the HomePod is my absolute favorite smart speaker. It is just outstanding. There's none like it in the world of smart speakers. It is far and above the best one, second to none. There's nothing even on a par with it, okay? The Siri integration is great. It has the best audio quality in a consumer speaker that I've ever heard, and that includes Sonos products and so forth. You know, spatial awareness, intelligence. I mean, the processor on this thing, it's an A8 processor. That's the most advanced processor, to my knowledge, ever put in a smart speaker. And you have all the features of Siri that you could possibly want. You got voice recognition, too. You got phone calling and texts. You got timers, news, weather, you know, all these great things. And you want to have an Apple Music subscription with this. Okay. If you don't, you can still listen to your purchased iTunes content, your iTunes Match content if you have a Match subscription. You can also listen to Pandora and Spotify directly on the HomePod. And if you want to use AirPlay 2, you can listen to anything else as well. SiriusXM, YouTube, any other music service. But I highly recommend, you know, pairing it with Apple Music. Now, the HomePod is currently available at Best Buy for $199. That is a $100 savings. Again, my friends, pause this podcast and buy it because you don't want to miss out on that incredible deal. All right. Now, when you do eventually listen to, when we release the smart speaker review, you're going to hear me say, as I've already stated, I think the HomePod is the best smart speaker around. But you're also going to hear me say that I don't feel like there is necessarily a bad smart speaker. I don't like to disparage anybody anyway. I like to, be positive and uplifting and let only the things that are edifying, you know, proceed from my mouth as I'm instructed to do by the Word of God, which is my guide for things, for everything. So I try to do that, okay? So I'm not going to say that there's a bad smart speaker. And besides, I don't think there is. I think each one has some strengths, some places where it really shines. And for that reason, I have to put two other smart speakers on this list. I don't think they're as awesome as the HomePod. If you're only going to get one, get the HomePod, okay? But there are reasons to consider these other two. And the first one is the Amazon Echo Show. And I have chosen specifically the Echo Show 5. That is a 5-inch, or is it 5.2-inch display. They also have the Echo Show 8, which is an 8-inch HD display, or HDA, something like that. And then they have the 10.2-inch Echo Show, which to my knowledge was the original size of the Echo Show display. Now, why did I pick the smallest one? Well, mainly because that's going to give you another benefit, which the combination of these benefits is what made me put this on the list, and that is price. So this is normally $89.99, and right now it is available for just $49.99, and that is whether you get it at Best Buy, Amazon, or Kohl's. If you can find it at Kohl's, it seems to be out of stock now, and probably anywhere else you can find it as well. $49. So for $50, if you don't want to spend the $199 on a HomePod, or if there's some other reason you may want this Amazon one, and I will tell you a few reasons why you might, and when we do the smart speaker review, I'll expand upon them. But for $50, you can enter into the world of a smart speaker with a display. So that means you can watch YouTube videos. You can actually get cooking instructions. You know, how do I make a lasagna? And then you can watch step by step and follow along. All sorts of videos. You can see lyrics to your music. And you can use Apple Music on this, by the way, as a separate thing. I don't know that it'll show lyrics to Apple Music. I'm not sure of that. But, you know, you can see your weather report and clock and, you know, all these other things, okay? And this is going to have, you know, smart home, just like the HomePod has smart home control and, you know, all the same types of stuff. So what is another reason that I would put this Echo Show on the list? Well, there are three. One is the price. Two is the screen, in case you do want a screen. And three is that there are a couple of features that I like in the Echo system, which is why I have both. As a matter of fact, I have all three of the major players. I have HomePod, two HomePods, some Echo devices, and some Google Home devices. I have not picked a Google Home this particular season to go on the holiday gift guide, but that doesn't mean that I don't think it's still a very viable option, because I do. The things that I have chosen to you know, really point out about the Echo are some of the skills. There's a lot of really good family fun things. My daughter and I play holiday song quiz all the time, and there's other games you can play on there. And the other thing is that it has a wonderful drop-in feature. So when you purchase more than one, you can use this as kind of an intercom to talk to, or even do a video chat with people in other rooms, make announcements across the board, and even call other Amazon Echo devices. Now, again, HomePod makes and receives calls. You know, all of these things, I'm not trying to say anything negative about either one. They're both excellent devices and pretty comparable. But again, if you want to enter into this world at a lower price point and even get a screen, then Echo Show 5 is, in my opinion, the recommendation here. And again, one of the nice things about Echo is if you do have both, or you know you are an Apple user, there's a lot of cross-platform compatibility. So you can use Apple Music on your Amazon Echo. You can use Apple Calendars on your Amazon Echo devices. So a lot of things, and that's one of the reasons that I've sort of chosen that over putting a Google device on here as well. So there's some benefits. Now, the other smart speaker that I'm going to talk about is the Amazon Echo Dot. The Echo Dot is a really, really inexpensive way to enter into the world of smart speakers. So the Echo Dot is not a screen device, okay? It does have the drop-in feature. It does have a lot of these other Echo features, but no display. Audio quality is, it's not meant to rock the house. It's meant to be maybe a little bedside speaker with an alarm, or, you know, in your bathroom, or, you know, we put them in the kids' bedrooms because, again, it's an inexpensive way to get them the smart device they want, and we can use the drop-in feature to communicate with each other and make announcements and stuff. You can get them in different colors, and you can attach them to another speaker if you do really want to do that. Now, this Echo Dot, I have to tell you, is on sale too. So the Echo Dot third generation with clock and Alexa, as they call it, was $59.99. Best Buy has it on sale for $34.99. So I assume that that's true of Amazon as well. Just checking our sources here as we go. And that's there's actually one. Okay, I'm glad I said that. So there's one that must have a visual clock on it, and that's the one I just showed you. They actually have one that's the just the regular Echo Dot third generation smart speaker with you know who, and it's normally $49.99, on sale for $22.99. So forget what I said about the $59. That's not the one I'm going to recommend unless you really need a clock on it. I'm going to recommend just this Echo Dot because, wow, for $22, $22.99, you can enter into the world of smart speakers, and that was going to be my point. It's so inexpensive, and you can have a smart speaker for $22.99, okay? I want to stress that. I apologize. I gave you the wrong one the first time, but $22.99 for the Echo Dot. And then there is, let's see if there's any other Echo stuff I want to point out here. They do have a an adjustable stand for the Echo Show. They also have but it's a little bit higher priced, but they do have an Echo Dot Kids edition, and that's going to be $39.99. Not a bad price either. All right, let's go back to the tote board here. No, I'm kidding. Let's go back to the note with all of our recommendations in it, okay? We were just discussing smart speakers. Let's talk about a non-smart speaker that's still a fantastic speaker. If you want something to carry with you, put it in your bag, take it outside on the deck, you know, you're having a cookout, whatever, even by the pool, but don't try to get it too close to the pool because it's not waterproof. It's the Beats Pill Plus. You know, Beats is made by Apple. And this Beats Pill Plus is a fantastic sounding Bluetooth speaker. Again, not a smart speaker. To do a smart speaker, you'd have to go up to something like the Sonos Move, and then you're talking a lot more money. But here's a Bluetooth speaker. You can pair two of them together with the Beats Pill Plus app. They sound great. Even just one of them sounds great. It's got a fantastic battery life. And you charge it with your lightning cable, which is important to those of us who have a lot of lightning cables around. We want to be able to do that, or USB-C, right? And of course, the other really cool thing is it can even charge out. So you can use the Beats Pill Plus to charge your iPhone if you want. All right, the next one that I want to talk about for you goes back to Amazon. When you're doing whatever it is that you do throughout the day and with all of your tech, maybe you want to heat up that pizza or make the popcorn to have with your Apple TV movies and shows and so forth. Well, I'm going to recommend a really awesome little microwave gadget here, and this is the Amazon Basics microwave, all right? Now, this is not going to go in your industrial kitchen, all right? This is a 0.7 cubic foot microwave, all right? So, not the biggest fella in town, but it'll do, you know, for, you might have to add a little bit of time to the cooking instructions on certain products, okay? You want to make a baked potato or something, but you know, heating up that pizza, that leftover burrito, making the, as I said, the popcorn, heating up, you know, a cup of tea or warming up the coffee after you've already turned off the coffee, whatever, you know? And it's just $59.99. Now, here's what's really cool. This connects to your Wi-Fi and works with Lady A, as I sometimes call her. You know who I mean. A-L-E-X-A. I don't want to say it because bunches of them will go off. But it works with her. So that means you've got to have an Echo also. So you might want to consider getting an Echo Dot or an Echo Show if you don't have one already. And you're going to get this microwave because that's where it really is going to shine. It's going to allow you to speak and say to her, you know, microwave for 30 seconds or make a baked potato, and she will. Now, obviously, many of my friends and coworkers have joked, you know, does it put it in the microwave for you? No, of course not. You still gotta, you know, you still gotta do that. So it's more gimmicky than it is necessary, for sure. But, you know, if you're looking for a small microwave and you're into technology, why not? You know, what would be the downside, right? So that's another product that I am going to recommend to you. And going along with that, I'm also going to recommend a beverage cooler. Now, I have found a Sunbeam beverage cooler. You know, you're working hard. You're streaming, making videos, doing whatever it is you do with your tech gadgets, and you want to have a small little beverage cooler there. And I'm gonna recommend the Sunbeam. Let me see if I can find the exact launch target. We got this at Target, and so I want to see if I might be able to find the exact. Okay, let's see. Can I find it real fast? Real fast, so that we're not, taking up too much time with just blank space here. All right, here we go. I think I've found them. The one that I am seeing and that I think is worth considering is a Sunbeam beverage cooler. Now, these differ from refrigerators mostly because they're a lot smaller, although they even differ from mini fridges. They tend to have more of a feature for putting, you know, soda cans in it, and you still can put food in it. There's room for your, you know, pizza, your leftovers, whatever. But it does often have, this one has a glass door. So the item here is, let's see, it looks like it is about $126. And it, I just want to try to find a model for you. Okay, I'm seeing everything about it except the exact model number. Sunbeam beverage cooler, though I can tell you. And if I do find it here in the next couple seconds, I'll tell you. But it was around $120. And you know, Target will ship free, I believe. And of course, they do accept Apple Pay. And it's called the Sunbeam. Okay, yeah, here it is. Okay, it's black. It's called the Sunbeam 1.7 cubic foot mini refrigerator beverage center. Okay, and when I say mini refrigerator beverage center, that's a there's no hyphen or anything in it here in the name, but Sunbeam 1.7 cubic foot mini refrigerator beverage center. I really think these are cool. My son really is into them. He thinks they're awesome, and they kind of are, I think. So that's a good product for you to look at. Now, while we're talking about food and beverage type of items here that also have some smarts to them, I'm going to recommend a coffee maker for those who are interested in automating their coffee makers with Siri and a smart plug. We will suggest a smart plug or two momentarily, but first let's cover the coffee maker because it's often one of the most difficult things to find. Let me rephrase that. It's not hard to find them. It's hard to realize what you need to find unless somebody has explained it to you. And someone does, then you can find them pretty easily. What you need is a manual, very basic, very simple coffee maker that is either always on or that has a switch. If you have to program it or if you have to push buttons to start the brewing or anything, it's a no-go for smart plug use. The one I'm going to pick right now is available at Target for just $17.09 on sale. It's the Mr. Coffee 12-Cup Switch Coffee Maker in black. And it's right there in the name, Switch. And it is. That's what you want to do. I believe Hamilton Beach makes some, and you know some of these other Black & Decker, different companies as well. You know what you're looking for now. Okay, but this is the Mr. Coffee 12-Cup Switch coffee maker. It does use grounds. It does come with, or it does use paper filters, but you can always buy a mesh filter basket if you'd prefer to do so. It does have a grab a cup feature where it'll pause the brewing for you to get a cup and then resume. And it does supposedly have a water filtration system in it. So you're getting a lot there. Now, what smart plug are we going to pair this with? I'm going to recommend two different smart plugs that are available right now. One is the iHome ISP6. That's Indio. Let's try that again. India Sierra Papa and the number 6. iHome ISP6. Fantastic smart plug. We've got a couple of them here. You can use them for your coffee maker, of course, for Christmas trees, for lights, for curling irons, for other electronics, okay? Anything that's a simple on-off. The other one I'm going to recommend right now is the Wemo, W-E-M-O Mini, the Wemo Mini. And this one I will admit to you that I've not yet used personally. I do plan to test it soon, but it is available for just $15 right now, $15.99 at Best Buy, which is a huge savings from its $29 price tag. iHome ISP6 is also a normally $29 item and is on sale just ever so slightly. Okay, while we're talking about smart home devices, let's keep going down that track for a little bit. Let's talk about another iHome device, the iHome ISS50. This is a 5-in-1 smart sensor. It senses motion, lighting, audio, temperature and humidity. So you can ask Siri what the temperature is, what the humidity is. You can use the motion sensor to get notifications about motion at different times of day or when you're not home, as well as using these as triggers for other HomeKit accessories. Fantastic device. All right. Let's talk about some other ones. Here's the Philips Hue lighting system. I highly recommend this. You can get them in white ambient. You can get them in color. There's all sorts of different types of bulbs now and light strips and all sorts of things that you can do. But you need to start out with, I think, with a starter kit. And you can that includes the bridge that's going to connect to your Wi-Fi router. And you can have, I think, up to 32 bulbs in this thing. And they work with HomeKit. They work with the Amazon lady. They work with Google. You can program them to do all sorts of really cool things. But of course, it's they're great LED bulbs. They're going to last you somewhere around 10 years. They are awesome. Philips Hue, you know, just deck out your house in these lights. You replace all your lights with these, for my 2 cents. That's the way to go. All right, the next one is the Chamberlain MyQ garage door system. So this is a garage door opener. And if you want to install it yourself, you get Chamberlain. If you want to have it professionally installed, you get LiftMaster. It's the same company. LiftMaster is a slightly higher end, more commercial made unit. They have them in chain drive and belt driven. They have them with and without battery backup. But the cool part we're talking about is the MyQ feature, which works with HomeKit. You need the MyQ bridge. The home bridge, it's called MyQ Home Bridge. Once you have that, you use it with your MyQ enabled Wi-Fi garage door opener. And there are other ways to make this work if you have some newer garage doors that don't have Wi-Fi, though. But then again, you can use this in other automations and accessory scenes and ask Siri to open and close your garage door for you to remind you. You know, the app will remind you if it's left open. So it's really, really a good system. I suggest you contact LiftMaster and have somebody look at your setup if you're unsure, and then they can tell you exactly what you need. But you can get a very decent one of these for under $400. All right, the next thing we're going to talk about is a really cool camera product. I'm going to recommend three cameras. Two of them are HomeKit. They are the D-Link Omna 180 Cam. O-M-N-A is Omna. The D-Link Omna 180 Cam. Fantastic. Two-way audio, night vision, 180-degree field of view. And really, really solid offering. No cloud storage. You don't get any storage. You just use live feeds unless you put in a micro SD card, or is it an SDHC, whatever it is. You'd have to read the instructions. But otherwise, there's no storage at all. And this is preferable for some people. If you want the storage, just pop in an SD card. It has motion detection and a separate motion sensor with HomeKit. And it just works. It's so simple and so great. And the Omna app is easy to use, but it works beautifully in the Apple Home app as well. Now, the next one is the Logitech Circle 2. This kind of takes this up a notch by including cloud storage and now HomeKit Secure Video, that feature that at no extra charge stores your video on your iCloud storage plan if you at least have a 200 gig plan. Stores it for 7 days, completely secure and encrypted, and anybody can, nobody can access it but you and the people you give permission to. But then if you have permission, of course, you can go in and see that from any of your devices. This is the Logitech Circle 2, and I do believe, if I am not mistaken, this is an indoor and an outdoor camera. All right, our third offering, though it is not HomeKit, regrettably, is a fantastic package of security and camera features. This, my friends, is the Canary Pro. Used to be called the Canary All-in-One. It's the exact same device. It's just been renamed. Great field of view, two-way audio, night vision, HD recording, of course, camera with motion detection, and notifications, auto arming and auto mode switching. So it arms when you leave the house, it disarms when you come home. You can also set a schedule for it to go into night mode. Two-way audio, person detection, the 90 decibel siren, access to emergency services wherever you are, and home health monitoring, which includes temperature and humidity monitoring and notifications, as well as air quality monitoring. Okay, so this is a great, great device. You can get this on huge discounts, possibly for under $100. And I really recommend it. It is the Canary Pro. Okay, what else are we going to recommend? Do we have anything else to share with you today? We do. The next one I want to share is a... We're getting there. We're almost finished. But I do want to share the Friday Lock. This is a fantastic door lock, which is going to allow you to use HomeKit and Siri with your doors. You can, you know, add this lock to other scenes and automations. When I leave the house, lock the door. When I come home, unlock it. If it's me, you know, ask Siri if the front door is locked or unlocked. This is just a really, really great door lock. Multiple shells, and you can the shells are interchangeable. You can get polished brass, you can get nickel, you know, bronze and others. And it has a rechargeable battery, which is rather unique in my opinion. I like it. I prefer that. You know, you just charge it for a few hours rather than having to replace batteries all the time. I'm also going to recommend, I think we're done with HomeKit accessories for this year's products, but I want to talk about a couple other things. What if you want a good game controller for your Apple TV and your iOS devices? I'm going to suggest the SteelSeries Nimbus game controller. You can purchase this from Apple. It will work on all of your Apple devices, Apple TV, iPad, iPhone. It is even iPod Touch. It's a, what am I trying to say? It has a rechargeable battery, and it has a lightning port in it, so you don't need a special cable to charge it. That's fantastic. I really like it. Okay. Again, this is the SteelSeries Nimbus game controller. Now, don't forget, you can use Xbox One S controllers and PS4 DualShock controllers with your Apple devices as well now. Okay. Okay, the next thing I'm going to recommend to you, if you have an iPhone, you should get a CarPlay system for your car. Now, what this means is your infotainment system in the car will be able to display what is on your iPhone. Not the same as just, you know, a Bluetooth setup where I can access my messages when they come in and I can access, you know, music over Bluetooth. This actually uses the Apple Maps app, the Apple Music app, the Messages app. Everything on your phone, it uses Siri to interact. And you can get weather forecasts, you know, traffic, your calendar, a lot of great, great stuff, podcasts, and a lot of third-party apps, okay? If it's not included in your car, it's possible to retrofit this. And not every car is going to support it if your infotainment system is really tied to some of the feature programming, but it's very possible that your car will support it. The DIN doesn't matter. For those of you who know what that is, if you don't know, then don't even worry about it. But it doesn't matter double DIN or single DIN because they now have dash kits. And Best Buy is going to be my recommendation here. They did for us an in-dash car system, and they did an outstanding job with it. It was beautiful. It was cleanly done. They did everything they promised and more. And it was so awesome, and we've loved it ever since. It works great. Now, it's superb. So get it done by Best Buy's Geek Squad auto installer people, whatever they're called. I apologize to the Best Buy folks. I probably am not using the correct term. But here's the system I recommend. This is the one we have. It's the JVC. That's Juliet, Victory, Charlie. JVC, 6.8-inch Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, built-in Bluetooth, in-dash digital media receiver, black. That's a lot of information there, but if you search JVC CarPlay on Best Buy, it should be the first one that pops up. Here's the cool part. Normally, it was $379.99. Right now, it is available, my friends, for just $199.99. That's almost a $200 savings, and for just $200, basically, you can have this CarPlay system. Now, Best Buy will charge you something to do the install if you need the dash kit and some of the extra wiring, but it's worth every penny. They can make your steering wheel controls function. This supports AM and FM. It supports Sirius XM. It natively supports Pandora and some of the other features. And then, of course, as I stated, it does have Bluetooth. And then, of course, it supports CarPlay and it supports Android Auto. And it even works with backup cameras. This is an amazing system. They do have one also here that's gonna that's going to include an in-dash CD and DVD receiver, DM receiver. That's another option. That's gonna add a little bit to the price. Instead of being $199 right now, it's going to be $279, normally $479, so still a huge savings. But we don't use CDs anymore, you know, so we got the other one. But have them do it for you. And, oh, there is one other HomeKit product I want to recommend, and that is the Honeywell Lyric T-Series, like the T5, the T6, that offer HomeKit. These are thermostats that work with HomeKit. Again, I recommend getting them professionally installed, either by Best Buy's Geek Squad or preferably by an HVAC installer, your HVAC installer. There's no better folks than those to do these thermostats. They will work with HomeKit. So again, you can tell Siri and other devices to control your temperature and switch from heat to cool or do whatever they need to do. You can use it with HomeKit scenes and automations and more. Well, the last thing I want to talk about is televisions. I'm not going to pick a specific one, but I'm going to tell you Vizio or Samsung this year make the cut for us because they will offer HomeKit. They will offer HomeKit. That means you can use Siri to turn on your TV, to switch inputs. They're going to have 4K HDR and get the size that you want, then hook an Apple TV up to it. That's the way I recommend going. There are also Amazon Fire TV Edition smart TVs if you want to use the other lady to turn off and on your TV and switch inputs. And those are typically, there's a Toshiba that I've seen here. Let's see. Is there anything else? I was thinking there's another Insignia. That's the other brand. Insignia has some. So a couple of different ways you could go there, but I recommend not using the built-in smarts then. Use the Apple TV for all your programming, okay? That's my recommendation to you here today at TTJ. And that is going to do it for us today, folks. My friends, this has been awesome, and I hope it's helpful to you. You know, the goal with this holiday gift guide was to share with you some of the things that I use or that I recommend. You know, here at the Tech Juggernaut, we are not a typical tech sales kind of business, okay? And that's not to disparage anybody. We need the other kinds of businesses too, where you can buy anything and everything, all right? But TTJ will not offer you a Samsung Galaxy. We will not offer you a Lenovo computer or an HP computer, okay? We will offer you the products that we personally know and love. Products that we use every single day. Almost every one of these products I have used. There were a couple that I don't have that exact coffee maker, but I mean, it's a coffee maker, okay? I'm trying to give you an idea of what to look for. And that, again, that television, I didn't give you a specific. But typically, if I don't use it, we're going to tell you. And we're probably not going to mention it if I don't use it. Most of these things I have had personal, first-hand, hands-on experience with. Most of them I use every single day. That ought to give you a level of confidence when you're working with us here at TTJ that you can go into the holiday shopping season knowing that the thing you're buying for yourself or the gift that you have gotten for your children, your spouse, your parents, your friends, your coworkers is going to work, is going to be what we say that it is. Because my friends, we don't get a commission. We don't get kickbacks. We don't get incentives. These companies don't even know who we are. And you know what? I like that because that means that what I'm saying to you, I'm not getting paid. I'm not getting free stuff to say this. It's all for God's glory and your benefit, okay? That's the bottom line here. That's why we're doing this. And so the products that I'm talking to you about, folks, they're products you can take this to the bank, are products that I know and love and will be able to help you to use and to learn and to set up. So I can provide the assistance that you need. If you get a training package or support package through me, I'm qualified to do that by the experience that I have with these products, and I can help you to get the ball rolling. I know the products well. So I really do hope that that means something to you. I'm not saying that to brag or to, you know, disparage anybody else. I'm just trying to tell you how it works here at TTJ and why you can put your technology needs in our hands and trust us to come up with the best solutions for you. We can make recommendations on other things too. All right, if you need a good printer, you know, all in one, you need a good small portable projector maybe to carry around and take with you on the job. Maybe you need a good music keyboard with built-in Bluetooth for audio and MIDI, like the Roland Gokey 61, for example. Maybe you need a microphone like the Blue Snowball, which is a great mic at a great price. And RCA projectors, by the way. That's the one I didn't say there, RCA. So you get the idea. We can recommend all kinds of things for you. You want a waterproof speaker that floats in the pool? How about the Ultimate Ears Wonder Boom speaker? All right, so we've got all kinds of products we can mention that we didn't include in this guide. And the only reason we didn't really include them is because just in the interest of time, we picked our top, all right? But we can help you out. And I will tell you that we're going to have more podcasts coming before Christmas. But nevertheless, I'm going to tell you now, be blessed. Have a wonderful Christmas holiday. And we will be back soon here on TTJ Talk. Don't forget to subscribe, ttjtech.net. Subscribe to the blog. Hit us up on Twitter, at TalkTTJ, Periscope TTJ Talk. And, of course, don't forget to stay here. Subscribe to our TTJ Talk podcast, where we'll have more coming your way very soon. Thank you very much, folks. God bless you. And we'll talk to you soon on TTJ Talk.